You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM.
Welcome back into Drive Time Sports. You're live from the Sutherland Studios here on 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. Plenty of local sports to get into. We are going to talk high school golf coming up in just a moment, but for this segment, I want to focus on football. The Carbon Dinos 2-0. They topped the Grand Red Devils 33-26. You just heard the recap during our local sports update. You can get your full write-up right now at CastleCountryRadio.com. We'll talk about Friday's game and what's coming up this week as a pair of unbeatens, Carbon and Ogden, will square off. Carbon on the road on Friday. Joining us right now to have that conversation, we have head coach Braden Rushton. And coach, it's great to get you back on today. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
And definitely, coach, I always look forward to the conversations. And we have a fun one to talk about, 2-0. I know that's a great feeling. You guys protect home field in the home opener. Top the Grand Red Devils 33-26. Coach, I want to get your evaluations now that you've had a couple of days to go back and kind of assess the performance and just the way you guys performed on Friday night.
You know, it was definitely a big step up. Good win for us to be able to come out and compete in that one. Doing a lot of new things for our boys, and that's always awesome to be able to do, come out 2-0 with them and be able to compete in the games, and that's kind of what we wanted going into the season, and compete and show up and have a great day. So,
as you and I were talking about off of the cuff, Grand plays just a different style than what we'll see for the rest of the year. I mean, anyone on the schedule, it's unique offensively, and they know how to effectively run the football, and they did that in this game. And they averaged close to 6 yards per carry in this game on Friday night, and still you guys managed to hold them to just 26 points. So what was the idea, coach? What was the game plan going in against this unique look that you would see from Grand and knowing that they can control the clock? That's what they're good at.
Definitely, we had to take a look at what we were doing on our defensive front, our D-line. They stepped up big, had some young kids step into some pretty important roles with Andy Kiefer and Daxton Maurer, you know, both sophomores. And also, you know, Tager Timothy stepping up, you know, all three sophomore kids that came and played and had a really good game for those three. And, you know, not to discredit the rest of the guys who are upperclassmen who have been competing as well. But, you know, those three definitely stepped up this week and were instrumental in coming away with this win.
Hey, coach, it seems like so far this year, you guys have really had to rely on underclassmen, and I know that's not an easy thing, right? I mean, you got a good senior group, and these are kids that I think have a ton of talent, but as you just talked about, some sophomores having to step up, that's difficult to do at this level.
Yeah, it's never ideal. We have a really small junior class, which, you know, we kind of got to play the hands we're dealt, and, you know, luckily we got a great group of sophomore kids who are athletic, talented, and, you know, they work hard and give us everything we could ever ask for. And, you know, so getting them involved has been awesome. And, you know, getting them those varsity reps at such a young age will just bear more fruit as they age and develop and get stronger. And so, you know, we're excited not just for this year, but for the years in the future with that younger group.
Well, if we look at the way the seniors performed on Friday, Stockton Kennedy, again, he was efficient, 16-27, throws for about 250 yards, 4 touchdowns, so he's got 10 to his name already this season. You know, Coach, I always love talking to you about your offense, and now that your senior quarterback has tossed 10 scores, it's for Carbon High School, just looking back over the past 20 or so years, that's an impressive statistic for a quarterback. He's been able to sling it, and it seems like what you guys are trying to implement in the pass game, it's working.
Yeah, you know, that's always exciting. We are offensively, we didn't move the ball quite as well as we did against ALA this last week, but, you know, we still were able to move the ball and get the ball to a lot of different of our athletes in space. And, you know, that's what we really want. And Stockton's been stepping up huge at that quarterback position and been playing great and had a great season so far, and we pray that he continues to stay healthy and keep dominating on the football field every Friday night.
if we look at some of his weapons, Coach, it just seems like Maddox Wilson is going to be a mismatch for most teams, and you guys have been able to utilize Maddox to his fullest extent. He's averaging over 10 yards, I believe, per catch so far this season. Has another touchdown on Friday. It's a big target, there's no doubt. I mean, Maddox is an athletic freak, and I know when talking to the previous coaching staff as a freshman, they had really, really high hopes. So now here he is as a junior, and again, it's a mismatch. There's no question.
Oh, yeah. Whenever you get a tight end or an athletic kid the size of, you know, professional athletes, you know, if you look at Travis Kelce, physically he's the same height and weight as Maddox Wilson. And anytime you get that, like, you know, we've got to target him. And, you know, that helps us out offensively just because kids, other teams, that they're going to have to double or triple team Maddox just in order to slow him down. And, well, that means that they're going to be leaving other guys open, and we're going to take advantage of that going forward, definitely.
I know we talked about another athlete on the outside for you last week in Alik Ling, and again, he has three grabs, averages, I want to say, Coach, he had 45 yards, if I'm not mistaken. It was something like 14, 15 yards per catch. Finds the end zone a couple of times, and again, here's just a kid on the outside. It's a mismatch for a lot of teams, and that's what I keep going back to when I take a look at this offense. Stockton has played fantastic, and he is finding the weapons, which you guys have.
Yep, 100%, and you know, we've got a great group of kids, great group of athletes, and, you know, being able to trust your quarterback to make those decisions and find those guys is huge, and, you know, Stockton hasn't let us down, and we're going to keep doing it, you know, as much as we can, and keep finding those mismatches and keep exploiting defenses in that way, so.
Tony Wilson, Coach, phenomenal performance, had well over 130 yards, all-purpose yards, used him out of the backfield as a receiver as well. I mean, we see him, I think he had 90 yards receiving, he had another 70 yards on the ground, dynamic game from another senior. The balance, are you happy with where you guys are at? I mean, have you been able to stick to the balance that you want to see between your pass and ratio to the rushing attack?
We probably want to increase our rushing attack just a little bit more, maybe get, you know, an extra 20, 30 yards right around the 100-yard range. It's kind of what I think we would like balance-wise. But, you know, if they're giving us the passing game, we're gonna take advantage of it. But, yeah, I would like to maybe increase our running balance a little bit more. But, like I said, if we've got – you know, don't fix it if it's not broken, kind of a thing. So we're going to keep slinging the pill if that's what they're giving us. If they're going to start forcing us to run, then we'll give it to Tony and we'll slam it down some throats.
Again, our guest right now is Coach Braden Rushton of the Carbon High School football team. Coach, I know in talking to some of the people around the community and the players, the idea of being 2-0 is kind of an expectation, and I think that's one of the things that I've loved. Yeah, the kids are happy, but they expected to be 2-0, and I think that speaks volumes to where this program is heading.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a very competitive person. I don't like to lose. So, yeah, we definitely put it in the mindset of, hey, like, this is where we're going with the program now. It's, you know, we understand we're not going to win every game, but we're going to do everything in our power to make sure that we're going to win as many as we can. And if we do lose one, it's a close battle, and we're going to fight to the end of that whistle and, you know, give it everything we've got in the tank. And, you know, when you do that and you got a group of kids that are willing to do that, you know, good things happen. You look at our game against ALA. I think that's a prime example of, hey, you know, things aren't going our way, but our kids didn't quit. They didn't give up, and, you know, good things happen. We put ourselves in a position to be competitive in that game, and we came out with the win. And, you know, that's really what we want, and that's what we ask our guys to do. So,
Coach, now that the first two games are behind you, you travel on the road this weekend, go to Ogden. This is a team that's also 2-0, and one of the things that stands out to me, if I just look at what Ogden's done offensively, they've been very balanced between their passing game and their running game, and they have a number of kids that can run the ball out of the backfield. What stands out to you when you take a look at this Ogden offense that we'll see on Friday night?
It's pretty similar to the same style that we're running offensively, so you know, for our defense, it won't be too difficult for them to adjust to it. It's not like how Grand runs their offense. So, I think we'll have the benefit of that coming off of playing Grand and going back to more of a spread pro offense where they throw the ball a lot more. They spread you out a lot more. Something that our guys are a little bit more familiar with and a little more accustomed to, opposed to something like Grand where they're running the wing tee and, you know, a lot of guys in the box and stuff like that.
And I think if we flip and talk about the defensive side of the ball, there's so many variables to consider this early on in the season. But, I mean, I guess facts are facts, right? They have not given up a lot of points. They were great against Cottonwood in week one, and they give up 19 to Judge Memorial in week two. Again, variables there to consider. But, nonetheless, it's been tough to score on this team so far.
Yeah, and, you know, looking at that, that is something that we've got to look at. Up to this point, we haven't had a huge problem moving the ball and scoring. I mean, Stockton's thrown for 10 touchdowns, and, you know, so we're going to keep doing what we do best, and we're going to move that ball, and we're going to keep the pressure on them, and, like I said, stay competitive in it and create opportunities for our guys to go out and be successful and win this game.
We can end with this, Coach. Now that we are 2 weeks into the season, knock on wood for the most part, team managed to stay healthy up to this point in the season?
Up to this, we've had a handful of injuries at camps and stuff like that. You know, we are missing our starting linebacker, Logan Anderson, to injury this year. So hopefully he's back here in the next little while and we're able to, you know, utilize him in our game. And, you know, we definitely miss him on the defense for sure. But for the most part, we've stayed real healthy with our guys, and we're excited going forward.
That's always half the battle, right? I mean, injuries never an excuse, but always a reality.
Yeah, it is a factor, and football is a physical, intense game. And, you know, we tried to get our guys in the weight room as much as we could during the off season, because that just helps, you know, keeps the muscles, you know, growing, keeps the boys active and healthy, and that always helps with injury prevention. But it is a fact of an aggressive game, and, you know, I think we've managed to stay healthy up to this point, which we're super grateful for.
Coach, it's always great to get you back on. Always love the Monday talk, so thank you again for the time, and best of luck on Friday, and I'm sure we'll catch up again real soon.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
That's Coach Braden Rushton of the Carbon Dino football team taking out the time to join us. The Dinos, Friday, live, KRPX 95.3 The Peak. Live coverage at 6:30. Kickoff will follow at 7. Sonny Buscarini and Aiden Mortensen will have that play-by-play call for you. We're going to get out for a quick commercial break. More local sports on the way. We'll talk with Emory golf coach Casey Edgehouse. That's straight ahead right here on Drive Time Sports.